It's being described as a bellwether, a fight for the heart and soul of the Republican Party. But whatever your choice of adjective, it is clearly one of the most closely watched campaigns in the country. The Republican race for Florida's U.S. Senate nomination between Governor Charlie Crist and former State House Speaker Marco Rubio. The gloves came off as both candidates sparred for 40 minutes on Fox News Sunday. The face-off marked the first nationally broadcast debate of the 2010 election, as well as Rubio's first appearance on the Sunday national talk show circuit. Governor Crist's first punch came just minutes into his opening remarks when he said it was important for voters to understand the clear, stark distinction between him and Rubio with regards to how they approach public service. Crist said he sees it as something you do to help other people improve their quality of life. But as for Rubio,
unfortunately, recent news accounts in Florida have come out that indicate, in fact, that Speaker Rubio views public service as a way to enhance his personal enrichment. And that's just wrong. For example, he set up about a $600,000 slush fund, which he utilized for ostensibly political purposes. But it's been shown lately it's been used to fix his minivan, get haircuts, employ family members, things of this nature that are not what a political committee is supposed to do. There are $34,000 in expenses from that $600,000 slush fund that have not been accounted for. We don't know where the money went. We don't know what happened to it. And the speaker won't tell us.
Rubio shot back quickly.
The facts are that this is not taxpayer money. It was raised for the purposes of political advancement, for advancing a political agenda, and that's what the money was spent on. Now, there were some occasions where we had some personal expenses, which I identified, and I made payments on out of my own pocket at the time those expenses were made. All this money's been accounted for. Governor, you just don't get it.
Chris, with due respect,
you just don't get it. This campaign is not about you, and it's not about me. It's about the people watching this program that are watching their country being fundamentally redefined by this administration and this Congress. They're taking us in a direction that is wrong. And they're looking for people to stand up to this agenda and offer an alternative. And you're right, there is a distinction. I will stand up to that agenda. Everyone knows that you won't stand up to the Obama agenda, because just a year ago you were campaigning for it.
The debate touched on pretty much all the hot-button issues, including taxes, Social Security, immigration, and health care reform. During the 11-month campaign, Rubio has continued to attack Governor Crist for his decision to accept over $8 billion in federal stimulus money, and he cited the latest figures that show Florida with an unemployment rate of over 12%.
I don't know how you define stability. Having the highest unemployment rate in Florida's history, certainly not stability, especially to the 1 out of 10 Floridians that can't find a job. The stimulus is a failure.
Crist said taking the stimulus money was the right thing to do, and that without it, the state's economy would be in even worse shape.
I made the tough decision to utilize these funds to help the people of Florida. I know the unemployment rate is bad. I know the economy is tough. I understand all of that. If we had taken the speaker's approach, we would have 87,000 more people on top of that 12% that would be unemployed in Florida today. 20,000 of those, as you indicated, school teachers who are teaching our children.
When the talk turned to taxes, moderator Chris Wallace reminded Crist of a George H.W. Bush pledge he made 4 years ago not to raise taxes in reference to the $66 billion budget he signed into law last year that included over $2 billion in tax increases.
Didn't you break your promise to Florida voters?
No, I don't think I did, and I'll tell you why. The only part of it that was a tax, and it's loosely defined as a tax, was on cigarettes. And I would argue that that's a user fee. If you don't use them, you don't pay it.
But you also signed into law higher fees on driver's licenses and on motor vehicle registration. Governor, 16 million people are drivers in Florida, and there are 18 million motor vehicles.
I understand that,
Chris. That's a pretty broad-based tax, isn't it?
Well, I don't think it's a tax. It's a fee. If you don't drive, you don't pay it.
With regards to health care, both candidates agreed that the newly enacted overhaul will do little to help patients and should be repealed. Crist added that he'd like to see an insurance plan fashioned after one he signed into law in Florida, but which has drawn criticism for its low number of enrollees, and quickly drew this challenge from Chris Wallace.
Let me ask you about that, Governor Crist, because Cover Florida, we looked into it, and you signed it into law 2 years ago. As you say, all voluntary, no subsidies, no mandates. We looked at it. 0.1% of Florida's uninsured have signed up for it in the last 2 years. 5,000 out of millions of people.
Well, let me talk about those 5,000 people. for every single one of those 5,000, it's about 6,000 now, but I won't quibble over the numbers. But for every individual who now has that peace of mind, who doesn't have to worry about their child having a catastrophic illness or they themselves.
But it's hardly Cover Florida, Governor.
Well, I think it's important that it's Cover Families.
After a series of polls showing Chris down by almost 30 percentage points, there's been speculation that he might decide to run as an independent or even a Democrat, or decide to run for re-election as Florida governor. In typical Sunday talk show fashion, Wallace asked Chris if he was willing to dispel those myths and pledge right here and right now that he will run as a Republican.
This is a great party. It has a great future. We have a great opportunity to win in November. It's important that we put a candidate up that can run in November.
So are you ruling out that you will file as an independent by the April 30th deadline?
That's right. That's right. I'm running as a Republican.
You will run not for governor, you'll run for Senate, and you will run in the Republican primary.
Chris, I'm running for the United States Senate. I know that our country needs help. I'm running as a Republican.
In his closing statement, Charlie Crist landed one final blow when he asked Rubio in this testy exchange why he refuses to release his latest tax return.
Why won't he
That's
reveal
not
his
true,
tax
Chris.
Returns?
That's not
No,
accurate.
It is absolutely true. They're not out. Mine are.
It's his final
mine
statement.
Mine are out there, and yours haven't. We asked you to do it 3 days ago, and you still haven't done it. Is it because that you're doctoring the books? Is it because of the $34,000 that was raised and that $600,000 you raised and shows up, nobody knows where it is, that the IRS may have an issue with it? I don't know, and we don't know.
Time. But because of the doctoring the books line, you have 15 seconds to respond.
These are outrageous allegations. You know what? This campaign is 11 months old. And this debate is now 40 minutes old, and we have yet to hear a single significant public policy proposal from Charlie Crist. You just don't
get it. Oh, yeah, we have. Yeah, I do get it.